Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. This is Pastor Janet with another program for tonight. We're supposed to have Christian fantasy, a young adult and thriller author, Pam Funk. I don't know exactly what has happened. If maybe something came up during the day, but I just talked to her earlier, and she said she was going to be here to talk about writing fantasy and young adult fiction and thrillers. And she's really good at that. Her books are, you know, she's gotten awards and everything from it. But until she calls in, you know, we'll just go ahead and talk about writing, and especially about fantasy writing, since that's what seems to be. If you look at TV, you see so many programs, you know, Twilight, and, you know, there's, Black Lightning, The Flash, Arrow. All these are, you know, fantasy and sci-fi. People are really into that, and the young people really like that. So that's really becoming a big thing for writers. And a lot of the stories, are, as I said, are turned into movies, you know, and you see them on TV. You know, there's people are really into that, you know, fantasy and thriller, things from outer space, things like I said, like The Flash and Arrow and, you know, speedsters, heroes. They're looking for something, you know, that will make them feel like they're invincible. And so fantasy is a good feel for that, because we can even, you know, like I said, even with Highlander, you know, the Immortals. People have a desire to want to live forever. And so that was one, you know, big thing, you know, the Immortals. And there's Twilight about the vampire. There's all kind of things that go on. And a lot of people, writers, are really into this. And it makes them a very big profit. So if that's what you're interested in writing, then I would say delve into it and do a lot of research on it, you know, or watch, you know, shows and see how they're done, you know, because there's so much that goes into, you know, these TV shows nowadays. You see, like I say, you see them on and you wonder, can these people really do these things? Well, it's fantasy. And in fantasy, nothing is impossible. So we all know that. So if you're a fantasy lover, you know, that you like to watch, you know, things like Highlander, Twilight Zone, you know, all that kind of stuff that makes you think that they're, you know, think about things outside of our world, then this might be just a feel for you. Well, that's what Christian fantasy author Pam Funk writes in. And she's got some books, you know, that are out. And I'm really sorry that she, you know, hasn't called in yet. I don't know. Like I said, something may have come up. You know, during the day, things happen. And sometime, if she doesn't, you know, come on this program, I will definitely try to see if I can get her to come back and we do it again so that she can talk about her journey in the field of, as a Christian fantasy writer and young adult and thriller author, because this is something that she has gotten awards for. And her books, you know, she has one called Kara's Quest, you know, and just fantasy things, you know, and kids, like I said, kids are really into fantasy, you know, so they want, you know, to get into, you know, think about things outer space, flying saucers, you know, aliens, you know, think about Star Wars. Now that was a fantasy, and, you know, that made that writer a lot of money and that director and producer a lot of money, you know, at the theaters. And they had so many installments. So if you're into fantasy, some people start off with just one book and then they build it into a series of books, you know, or a series of stories, you know, and that just goes on and on and on. Like I said, like Highlander, that's a fantasy, so, you know, kind of like sci-fi thing, living immortal, never dying, you know, beheading people, you know, and it started with the movies and then it became a TV series and it lasted for so many years, you know. So fantasy is a feel, as I said before, that's really growing, very large. And if you're interested in writing fantasy, then, you know, like I said, you know, delve into it, search it out, you know, and start writing. It's, you know, writing is, you've got to start, and you have to start somewhere. Just take the pen and start. Start with your first word. Or maybe some people like to start with titles. You know, maybe a certain title comes up in your mind about what this fantasy story would be about, or the character. You know, what kind of character he would be. You know, would he be human? You know, would he be, you know, you've even seen like The Walking Dead. That's a series that's been on for quite a while, and that's into, you know, thrillers and fantasy type of stuff. these, you know, so if you're thinking about writing into that field, you could get into TV, you could get into, you know, producing, directing, or you could even get into your doing the creative things, you know, that make these aliens look normal or look human. You know, that's all it's all there for you. But you have to search it out and find where your interests lie. And if your interest lies in writing fantasy like author Pam Funk does, then I would say, you know, like I said before, delve into it. You know, find an area, you know, that you like and start writing, research it, or read books. That's the greatest thing an author can do is to read. So you can always you find a fantasy book that you like and you know, read and study it and see what makes that story come alive to you. Why do you believe in this non-human character, you know, or this fictional character? What is it about him or her that makes you hang in and want to know more and makes you even think, I could write something like that? That's what writing is. Something triggers something inside of you, and you think, yes, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm gifted to do. I can do this. I can write this. And never give up on yourself. Just delve into it and start doing it. But the best thing for a writer to do, if you love fantasy and thrillers and young adult, you know, inspirational things, then you've got to do a lot of reading. And the more you read, that will make you understand how these stories come to life for you. What did the author do that brought that character to life? What did he say, or how did he portray that character? What emotions did he show? Or if it's a mechanical thing, then what made you like him, even though you knew he was a mechanical being, he wasn't human. But for some reason, you were drawn to that character. So these are things that you need to think about if you're thinking about writing fantasy, young adult, or thriller books. And like I said, read books from these people. Go look up thrillers. Go look up young adult inspirational or Christian fantasy, because there are a lot of Christian fantasy authors out there that you might find. You know, a lot of, you know, Stephen King is the great one for writing all these thrillers and mysteries and stuff like that and fantasy stuff. If you want to be like Stephen King, then read things that Stephen King has written and see how he does it and learn. Because you have to start somewhere, and reading is the best way to start. If this is where your heart lies to write fantasy, young adult thrillers, or Christian young adult, you know, inspirational books, then you have to start reading those type of books. You know, just like when a person goes into a line of work, if you want to be a policeman, then you're going to start studying and watching policemen, what they do. You're going to start wanting to find out what they do, how they do it. And if you want to be a doctor, okay, then you're going to start watching shows about doctors. You might get medical books about doctors. If you want to be a nurse, the same way, whatever field you are leaning into, you must do research and study into that field to find out, what makes you want to do this? And do you have the stamina to do it? Because like I said, writing is a journey. It's not a destination. It's, you know, when you start off, you want to be big like these people that you see write these type of books. But that takes time. It takes time, and you have to realize that it takes time and that you have to put in the amount of effort to get to where you want to be. And that is not a destination, that's a journey. If you want to be on the writer's journey, then you've got to start and realize that there's a lot of stops. It's like a train. There's a lot of stops, but you can't get off. There's a lot of stops that make you want to get off, but you're going to stick to it because this is where your heart lies. So that's, you know, I'm so sorry that, you know, Pam didn't show up. I don't know what happened, but like I said, I'm going to try to reschedule her at another time. But she writes great Christian fantasy and young adult inspirational books and thriller. So if you get a chance, her books are on Amazon. It's Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Funk, F-U-N-K-E. You can find her books on Amazon, and you can see the type of books she writes. And she has won awards for her books. So she's a very good and gifted Christian fantasy, young adult, and thriller author that I think you should check out on Amazon. So, but just whatever you want to do, if this is an area that you want to get into, or whatever area, if it's writing romance, if it's writing mysteries, you know, if it's writing journals, whatever you want to get into, you've got to study that field. So that I want you to remember that you've got to take the time and put in the effort to find out what it's going to take. That's, you know, in other words, there's a saying, before you start, sit down and count the costs. That's what you have to do. You have to realize that it's going to take a lot of effort and time. And you've got to find, if it's in you to want to take that time and effort to get to where you want to be. If writing is your journey, then you realize that it is a journey. It's not a destination. I keep saying that over and over again because it is not a destination. You'll always be learning. No matter what you do, you'll always be learning. And each time you write something, each time you get better at it. And each time you keep writing, you get better and better and better. Any writer will tell you that. Any gifted writer, these writers, Stephen King, when he started out, he didn't write great probably. I bet if you would talk to him, you would find out that he struggled and he did a lot of things. But he kept at it because that's where he wanted to be. Same way with Mark Twain and like poets like Emily Dickinson. You know, her poetry didn't become famous until after she was passed on, but she kept with it, and now her poems are well known all over the world. So you have to sit down and count the cost. If this is what I really want, do I really want to put in the time and effort? Do I really think that I can do it? And you have to come to the conclusion where you say, I believe in me. I believe in myself, and I know that I can do it. So I'm not going to give up. So if fantasy is writing is for you, or young adult books or thrillers like author Pam Funk, she started a long time ago, and she wrote a lot of things, but she stuck at it. Sometimes you get depressed about it because things aren't going exactly the way you want it, but you know that you can't give up on your dream. Never give up on your writer's dream. That's very important. If you started out as a writer, even if you stop, there's still something inside of you that says you're still a writer, and you'll find yourself going back, writing little things, and which lead to bigger things and bigger things. So keep at the journey. Don't stop. There are stops along the way, but don't get off. There's things that will hinder you along the way, but keep going. You have to be focused and keep your direction on what you want to be in life. And if writing is what your joy is, what you're passionate, then you stay on that train. You don't get off because you're not going to destinations. It's not stopping. You're on this train. You're on this pilgrimage, and you're going to get to the end. And you're going to be the writer that you want to be, but you'll know that you'll still be learning even when you reach that. Even when you reach that pinnacle of where you want to be, you will still be learning. There's always something new that a writer is learning. You never stop learning. Each book you write, you get better and better and better. So that's it. And I'm so sorry that Pam Funk couldn't be here tonight. I will check with her and find out exactly. She's in a different time zone. I hope maybe that's, didn't confuse her. But I did give her the right time, so I'm just hoping that everything's okay in her family and in her life, and that we'll get a chance to have her on another time and things will work out. So I just want you to just continue your journey. If fantasy writing, if you love the TV shows that you see, Arrow, Flash, Black Lightning, vampires, and aliens, if you love this type of writing, then this is a field that you should check into. Because it's a very prominent field right now. TV, it's all over TV. It's all in the movies. So you can imagine how much money these people are making. But like I said, you don't write for the money. You write for the joy of writing. So if this makes you happy when you're doing this type of writing and you enjoy it, and you can picture these people or beings or aliens or whatever you want to call them in your mind, and you can put that down on paper and bring them to life for people, then that's what you should do. So until then, I'm going to say, as I always say, I want you to keep writing, never stop, never give up, always keep in focus what your dream is. Don't let anything deter you from your dream, because nothing dies but the dreamer. The dream never dies. Somebody else will pick it up and go on. So just remember, keep going, don't stop. Writing is a beautiful field, and it brings so much joy to sit down and to write, and then to see that book come to light. It's like you're creating something. You're creating beings and people and character, and you're showing emotion, and you're bringing it all to life for your readers. And that's a wonderful thing to do. So you are a writer. Don't stop. So next time, we'll see if we can get Pam Funk on. I sure hope so. And I hope that everything is going well with her, and that we'll get a chance for her to tell about her journey as a Christian fantasy young adult and thriller author. So until then, as I said before, keep writing, never stop, because this is a journey. It's not a destination. And you are on this journey, and you will be for the rest of your life. So God bless, and I wish everyone a great writing experience. This is Pastor Janet. Bye-bye now.